Hey everyone, welcome to Podcast Insider. My name is Todd Cochran. Of course, glad to be back, Mike, after a week being out.
Yeah, you kind of toured the country there a little bit. You ended up in Salt Lake and in Atlanta. Very good.
Yes, I was out in Salt Lake for ATD, the Association for Talent Development, and then had a great show out there. Met lots of, these were heavy hitter companies too. You know, big Fortune 500 folks. All
yeah, a whole different crowd from what you were saying.
Yeah, all looking for, you know, private podcasting. So it was a good show. We got lots of leads, lots of work to follow up with them. And then down to DragonCon in Atlanta.
That's always fun time, I'm sure.
Yeah, and, you know, it was instead of 85,000, there was 45,000 people, but it was still busy. And I went to the vendor area and got some new swag. Some of that will be showing up here for the studio soon. But then... But we've had a big week here. We're going to talk about that a little bit later, folks. We've got some news, some best practice. Of course, what's going on with Blueberry, our big announcement today. And then we have an interview. We have a Meet the Team interview with Mandy Moore. And then a question of the week, which is a whopper. So I think we've got a lot going on. After saying they were going to, not going to, having one, then not having one, then having one, well, it appears that PodFest is going to have a smaller event in person November 4th and 5th in Tampa. It's not going to be a big event, but he's doing a virtual, then an in-person event. So those of you that love PodFest, you have a chance to go to Tampa.
It's kind of strange. He has two virtuals. There's a virtual part one and a virtual part two, and then... they're doing it at the luxury suites at a stadium, so it'll be cool. I think they did the first one there. There was some sort of history with that stadium, so it should be interesting.
It should. And by the way, Mike, I have to mention your background today. You've rearranged the furniture
a little bit.
the lighting is a little, and of course, you're representing Podcast 2.0 today with your T-shirt as well. For those of you that are listening, Mike's got a Podcast 2.0 certified. Where'd you get that? Where'd you score that shirt?
Yeah, well, Dave Jones handed it to me at Podcast Movement, but normally you have to donate $100 to the movement or to the Podcasting 2.0 or what is it, the podcastindex.org.
Yeah.
And that's the gift. But yeah, he was handing out some of them to select people at Podcast Movement. I thought you got one.
If I did, I don't remember getting it. I'll have to look through. I've got a pile of T-shirts I got, so maybe there's one stuffed in there. But
right. Podcast 2.0 certified. So.
Awesome. So anyway, that PodFestExpo.com is the location for that. Go find it out. And then... probably bigger news. Of course, guy never talks about the prior author of Hot Pod.
Mm-hmm.
He never talked about the independent podcast space. He talked about NPR and the bubble around New York and maybe Boston, but and maybe LA a little bit. But the Hot Pod newsletter has been acquired.
Yeah. And Nick isn't going to be writing it anymore. He's turning that over to Ashley Carman, who wrote up that article we covered a couple weeks ago about Joe Rogan losing audience reach because of going exclusive. So we relinked that article in the show notes today. But, yeah, I don't hear any numbers for money. You know, what does something like that get for being acquired? And, you know, what kind of reach did Hot Pod have or does Hot Pod have compared to others out there?
He had built some event around that too, so maybe they got the event as well. But we're going to have Ashley. Not I'm going to have Ashley on the new media show in a couple of weeks.
Right.
So when I have her on, we'll talk about that. But
it'd be nice to get some indie coverage in that newsletter as well as the other ones. But you know, sometimes it's hard to find news. You know, I do show prep for this show when you look for news, and you know, some weeks there's not much going on, indie or otherwise. So I understand the difficulty in writing about that kind of thing.
Well, you know, that I think there's enough going on that writing a news column where you're just talking about the news is not hard, but writing dedicated long pieces, you know, 1,000, 1,500 words, which that newsletter is known for, that's big. That's a big commitment. So we'll see how Ashley does. And I think that transition happens in a couple of weeks. But Speaking of some agreements, Salem Media has joined the Morning Daily News segment with Daybreaker Inside. Now, I'm not real familiar with this. Are you?
Yep, I've been listening to it. A couple of weeks ago, the Daily Wire came out with a morning news show that comes out every morning called the Morning Wire, and now Salem Media is joining the fray with Daybreak Insider. I wonder where they got that name, Insider. Anyway, it's a pretty good, it's a little 15-20 minute news thing every morning. Supposed to show up around 6 o'clock in the morning. And it just joins the others. You know, I know ABC has one. There's a whole bunch of these morning news things. And here's another one.
I don't know if I've got any Salem channels around here or radio stations, but don't they mostly do talk? Aren't they mostly talk stations?
Yeah, they're talk. Probably more, conservative leaning talk. Larry Elder, that's running for governor in California. He's one of their talk show people.
Got it. Yeah, because I remember in Hawaii there was a Salem Media station, and it was all talk. There was two talk stations on Hawaii, and I think they were both. I don't know if they were FM or AM. I guess it doesn't matter. Yeah. But anyway, joining the podcasting space, so awesome. Yep. A little bit of news about podcast growth in New Zealand. Well, considering New Zealanders can't go anywhere, and you can't hardly get to New Zealand if you wanted to right now, They don't have a lot else to do but podcasting. So there's tremendous growth of audiences and effectiveness of podcast advertising, so be said by stoppress.co.nz.
Yeah, so, yeah, Mackenzie found this article, and so we were looking for news this morning, and, it's a... if there's nothing else to do and they can't go anywhere, then of course it's going to be, and advertising on, the big podcasts that are worldwide, most of that's focused at the U.S.
Yeah.
And what this is, saying is also, they have some local advertising in New Zealand that is
awesome.
Being very, very productive for the advertisers. I guess if you want advertising, it's better to do local.
Obviously that's the case because, there's many products that are in New Zealand that are not in the United States and vice versa. And of course, we always think we're the big fat consumers here in America of stuff, and we are. But, if you look at other countries and the product lineups are different, I was spent time in Spain and spent time in Asia and everything, the brands are all. They're all local, as you would expect. So you would expect that the podcast advertising would follow as podcasting climbs in those countries. So, and we know internationally podcasting's on fire, just like it is here in the United States.
I wonder if they get Vegemite in New Zealand. I know they have it in Australia.
Yeah, I think that's a big Australian thing. Have you ever had any of that?
Oh, yeah. I was in Australia for a couple of weeks on a deployment. We learned to like it. It's different.
Okay. I have never learned to like it, and I will, if we have some Aussies listen to the show, I'm sorry. it's like we're peanut butter here. It's Vegemite there. So, but podcasts are always the next big thing. So this is kind of funny.
Yeah. This is a culmination or what do you call it? Somebody aggregated all the different stories from over the years, from The Guardian in 2004, it's an audible revolution. And then 2005, podcasting, it's all over the dial. And, they just went through and linked a bunch of articles through the years on how podcasting is the next big thing.
Yeah, so it is funny. 2004, 5, 6, they found one from every year.
Yeah.
8, 9, 10. Oh, my. The 10 best. Yep. Podcast is on the rise. Podcasting, it's back and booming. Serial podcasting, first breakout hit. The future of media is podcasting.
We always get articles every year, at least once a year, about, podcasting is dead, and then the great renaissance of podcasting. And, it's a slow growth. It's been a slow growth, ever since we started.
In an island no more, inside the business of the podcasting boom, September 12th, 2016.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. It just goes on. Podcasting is the new talk radio, 2017.
Yeah, from 2019, how Conan O'Brien and other top hosts are driving the podcast revolution.
Listen up again. The podcast boom is still just getting started. No, it just goes on and on. And
this will be a fun afternoon reading all these things.
You know, and it's the golden age. We reached a golden age in 2019. Here's another one. The podcast rush is just beginning. It's funny. This is hilarious. About this just made my day. This is fantastic.
Yeah.
And this should be shared everywhere by every podcaster. And you know, it does surprise me, Mike. I am one month away today from being podcasting 17 years.
Right. You know, we're approaching that.
It's just like, wow.
Doesn't seem like that, does it? You know, I just passed over 16 myself, and it's like, wow, you know, really?
Yeah. So it's just these types of articles are always fun. So I'm going to be sharing this on social today as well. So thanks for bringing it to my attention and our audience's attention. I hope you have a little bit of fun with it, because, you know, we are fast approaching International Podcast Day on September 30th. So everyone keep that in mind. What are you doing for International Podcast Day? Let's move on to best practice, preparing the whole team, if you have a team, for your episode.
Yeah, this is a first world problem, because most podcasters are, you know, host and chief bottle washer and everything in most indies. Sure. But, you know, we're lucky enough here that we have a team. You know, we have the production team. You know, Mackenzie and I do prep. You and I get to host it, and then we hand it off to the social media team to promote it, and Kate,
our Blueberry Pro production team,
and all that. So, you know, but we kind of got to let them know what we're doing. You know, like now I'm sharing the pre rundown with our social media people, Mandy and Cho, and that helps, you know, because they can get ready for, you know, to promote the episode.
That's right.
You know, anyone, you know, it's like for the other hosts, like you and I, I do this rundown, and then, you know, 2 minutes before, you come and look at it.
That's right.
But it works, you know, we've got the rundown, you know, we got it figured out. But as long as everybody's on the same page, you put out a decent podcast.
Sure.
You know, and there's nothing wrong with just flipping the mic on and talking, and that's fine too, if that's your format, but we're a little more formatted here.
Yep.
You know, not a ton, but, you know, some.
But, so your best practices, and I'm reading this from your bullet points here, make sure the host have a plan.
Yep.
Okay. Show outline, or at least the topics you want to cover. Makes sense. And of course, anyone helping social media, let them in on what you're planning for your episodes. They can plan to promote it. In my instance, when I do my personal show, this is me, myself, and I, and me.
Right. Yeah, me too.
So, you know, all this kind of happens in succession, you know, normally in a flow. And oftentimes when I hit publish, the last thing I kind of think about is the social posting.
Yeah.
You know, I send out my newsletter to my news, you know, letting them, basically the newsletter of show notes is all I send them. But it's one of those things where I probably shouldn't immediately then have a couple of tasks to go hit, because I usually do that like the next day, start doing social media and stuff. But
do a lot of that the second day too, you know, on my own stuff, and you know, maybe even over a week, you know,
so depends. It'd be good to have a good action plan, you know, to, you know, almost a checklist. And, you know, we all love lists. So, you know, I keep plenty of them. Don't get them all done all the time, but.
You can see all the sticky notes over here off camera.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, so. I've got the point where I'm now working more in a notepad, but it is what it is. You know, same type of functionality. Go back and review. But anyway, that's great best practice, Mike. So again, preparing the whole team. If you have a team for your episode, think about that a little bit in the execution. Blueberry News. Well, this is a milestone day in Blueberry's history.
Very much so.
And it's the second step in our plan. And we released the new data. It was in beta, so everyone's got to see it for about a week. But today it's front and center. Everyone's getting it full Monty today. Mm-hmm. And it's out of beta. And we've got, if you go to the new dashboard, hint, there is a link in the dashboard, hint, for a contest where you provide your feedback to us, and we'll put you in a running for a year's worth of free hosting at the $20 plan level. So,
yep. Well, like I said, I've been playing around with it. We haven't had too many support tickets about it, so apparently it's working, and nobody has complained too much. And we do know of a couple of minor little things, but so far, so good. It's been awesome. It looks way better. I'd say we've dragged it into the decade of the 20s here.
Yeah, so. And it's the old one is still available for a very short time.
Yeah, as soon as we get all the bugs worked out.
But we did put a thermonuclear bomb on top of the old one and just completely gutted and replaced the dashboard. And again, if you think about this should not come as any surprise to anyone that's listening to the show. We got the new onboarding done. New onboarding leads to the new dashboard. The new onboarding and the new dashboard, there should be no reason, and this is anyone that's affiliate with us, listen up. There's no reason why someone cannot get to the finish line and get their first episode done and at least be ready to publish the first episode within 5 minutes of starting their onboarding with Blueberry.
I did a video just to try that out, and I think me explaining everything, it took like 6 minutes. But if I don't have to explain it, it was quick.
And if you have maybe you don't have your album art ready, so maybe that's going to be something you'll have to get ready before you publish an episode. But the way we've set this up is really to streamline it so that people can get into our platform, they hit the dashboard right there. In this is basically create your post and create your podcast and click that and you're good to go. And the social promotion tools are now, as soon as you hit publish, you get kicked to the social promotion page where our Audioburst and Headliner partner is there along. If you are just publishing on Blueberry, in other words, you don't have a WordPress PowerPress site, when you get to that episode page, there's even links at the bottom of the page that will link to put up when you click on the Twitter one, it'll send you to Twitter and create, what do they call that, Mike, when you go over to Twitter?
Twitter card. It's a card. Player, so there's a player right in Twitter.
Well, player right in there. Then there's a Facebook social share. I think there's one for...
It was LinkedIn, maybe?
LinkedIn and one. I don't think there's... Instagram is up there yet, but I think we've got... great social promotion tools. And Headliner, obviously, is an integrated partner. Audioburst, if you sign up for Audioburst on that social promotion page, you get a transcript a couple hours after your episode, and you can use our social promotion tools. So there's ways, as Mike was saying earlier in this previous subject about preparing the whole team, now when you publish, boom, we take you right to that landing page. Now, for Blueberry PowerPress users, you can still come over and use those social promotion tools in the dashboard if you so desire.
And what's really cool, I think, is if you're using PowerPress, you come to Blueberry and you say create an episode, it takes you to the episode post creation on your site.
On your site, right. Yeah.
So once it's all linked together, it's really tied together. And somebody commented to me that they really liked the dashboard because it sort of made it look like PowerPress, So we've kind of done the two together to sort of look the same. They don't operate exactly the same, but they definitely have that vibe
that has a look and feel. Yeah. And I'm sure you're all going to find some stuff that maybe we missed. Yeah. And again, this is where you can, and you don't have to give us feedback just once. You can give us feedback multiple times.
Yeah.
If let us know. And the team is actually, we're basically, as soon as somebody says, oh, we don't see something, and you found something this morning.
Yeah, it was minor. But
so the team is already addressing it, and hopefully by the end of the day, there'll be a hot fix out. And so I think it's something we're really, really excited about. So we really want you to celebrate with us. It's a big day.
Yeah, I think the last one was modeled after Windows 8. You could tell it's made leaps and bounds. That's the beauty of it.
So I think too is this is step two, and then we've got other stuff coming. So, yeah. Mike, you got a chance to see the new stats.
Oh yeah,
yesterday,
which is going to have a very similar look, and there's a lot of functionality that we don't have yet that will be in the new dashboard for stats.
Yeah, so the way stats is going to roll out, multiple MVPs and a minimum viable product, and then we're going to add additional features. And I think we've got a total of 7 or 8.
Yeah, I think round one's just going to be look and feel. Round two will add a feature. You know, it'll be an ongoing thing over the next few months.
Yeah, and some of the stuff that we've come up with is going to wow all of you. So I'm just telling you, it's a wonderful time to be a Blueberry podcasting customer. And you as a podcaster, we hope that these proactive changes that we've made will, number one, make you want to recommend Blueberry for hosting. Number two, will have you consider becoming an affiliate and promoting and making money from that, because we want to reward you for that. And we, you know, also we've made onboarding for our pro hosting services as well. So it's easy to do the pro hosting stuff.
Yep.
So we're really, really focused on, you know,
we're
really
making it usable, easily usable, because.
And this hasn't come easy. This has been we've really worked hard.
It's been a couple of years,
And our UIX developer or designer, Chrissy, out in Utah, is largely to be credited with the look and feel of the new dashboard. So I just want to put that out there anyway. So let's talk about another thing that was announced. A blog post was up.
Yep. Troy did a blog post about the limits of an explicit podcast, where he talks about, you know, what it is to have an explicit podcast and, you know, how could that affect how your show grows and operates. But it's by Troy Price, one of our longtime writers.
And our Blueberry pro tip, there's none this week. One of our team members had a water leak.
Had a pipe blow up or something in his house.
So there's no Blueberry pro tip of the week, but we do have an interview. So Mike, why don't you talk about this? You did this.
Yeah, I did a little quick conversation with Mandy Moore. She's our new marketing intern, taking over for Cho, who is staying on part-time for a little while. And the two of them are actually going to be doing a podcast pretty soon. So that ought to be interesting to hear.
Really?
Yeah, we'll let you in on the details next week.
Oh, that's a secret. I don't even know what's going on there. So
you were out.
Wow, fantastic. So the two interns are teaming up. Yes. And we do have a TikTok channel now.
Yep, and they're doing a real good job with that. But anyway, this interview is with Mandy. Just a little quick get to know you, and she's quite a bundle of energy. All right. Well, I've got Mandy Moore here. She's our new intern for the marketing team here at Blueberry. How you doing, Mandy?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Mandy, as we met Cho a few episodes ago, and Cho and her are both students at Cincinnati University?
University of Cincinnati.
There we go. I got it backwards. I never get everything right the first time. Come on. anyways, welcome to Blueberry. It's been, you've been here a couple of weeks, I guess, and it's probably been like drinking from a fire hose, huh?
Yeah. It's been a lot, but I've learned so much. It's been really, really exciting. Every day is just like I get to learn something new.
Good. And you had much interest in podcasting before you started here?
Oh, yeah. There was a time where I was interested in trying to make one, and then it's still on my list of things that I'm interested in doing, and now I'm going to actually pursue that since I'm here. Yep. It was always something that was on my mind.
Right. Yeah, you guys, you and Cho are going to do one for us on our platform, a little series. And did you guys decide on a name for it?
Yeah, tentatively, I really like the name Internal Affairs.
There you go. Since you're an intern, we'll probably play a sample here on Podcast Insider and give you all the information how to subscribe to the new show once it starts. But yeah, I thought it'd be good to get you on here for Meet the Team. So tell us a little bit about yourself. I hear you're an Ohio native.
I am. I'm from a city called Middletown. It's as boring as it sounds. And I came, it's about 30, 45 minutes away from UC. I'm dual majoring in psychology and marketing. And I'm in my fourth year on a 5-year track. I'm interested in consumer behavior research.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, it's been really, really fun. It's nice being back in person for sure.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and you and Cho have been able to work together, which is kind of cool. Most of our interns never meet each other because they're not always from the same place or whatever. So, yeah, I'm sure that's been nice. And I know Cho, we've got her staying on as a part-timer for a little while anyway.
Yeah, having Cho has helped me so much, especially for the first couple weeks. She showed me the ropes of how to make different content. And also, we've just become really good friends. She came with me to open mic to every week. Yeah, just the other day. And we're going to try and do a song together soon.
I was going to say, do you participate in open mic?
Yeah, that's my other side passion. I love playing guitar at open mic. And I also sing some. It's kind of something I've always done. And I'm so happy I found that community really close by.
I'm an attempted banjo player,
and banjo's so cool.
Yeah, and we play once a year at a music fest. It's a very informal music fest, so I get to go get on stage every once in a while and make my fingers bleed, but it's fun.
Your fingers must be killing you. Oh my goodness!
I didn't go this last year, so. It's been a couple years.
Oh, yeah. A lot of things that happened this last year.
I have to start practicing again here pretty soon.
Yeah, I get those calluses back on so you don't bleed.
But anyway, very cool. Yeah, we'll have to sample some of your music sometime.
Oh, I'd love to. I'm always down. That's why I started going to open mics, because I wanted to not be scared of singing and playing in front of people. And now I'm just like, yeah, anytime. Just let me know. I love challenging myself.
Yeah. I get it. It's like me doing live podcasting, you know, recording a podcast live on like Facebook or Twitter or whatever. I've done it with Todd, you know, on this show. We do that every week, but I've never done one solo. And this last week I did one for Podcast Help Desk. So, you know, as a challenge to myself. So it worked out pretty well, I think. But other than playing guitar and going to open mic nights, and it sounds like you know 5-year track to do a dual major. I'm not sure how that all works, but you get a degree in both, right?
Yes, I'm getting a full degree in psych and a full degree in marketing. I'm considering maybe getting a PhD in marketing, but I still have a lot to consider. So we'll see.
Nice. Yeah, we've met a few people from. UC, of course, because, you know, we tend to hire interns from there quite a bit. And also, I know a gal that she's got a really big YouTube channel, and she's down there. I think she's teaching now.
Oh, cool.
Felicia, she does a YouTube channel called German Girl in America. it's a really popular channel, but she's in the Cincinnati area now, and I think she went to UC. And I don't know. It's a really popular channel. If you're interested in that kind of thing, talks about the differences between. She talks about the differences between Germany and the U.S. So it's kind of cool. She's from Munich.
Oh, that's so cool. Germany's definitely like on my list of places I want to go, and probably sooner rather than later. Honestly.
Yeah, it's a neat country. And now that it's unified, and, you know, when I was over there, it was west and east still. So now it's all together. And I've never been on the east side of it other than I have been to Berlin. But I was military, so we got to go everywhere. But all right. Well, very good. And yeah, I look forward to you guys doing the podcast, and I'll probably help you out with an episode or two. We can get you up to speed and how to publish and all that. And it'll be fun to see you guys' perspective on how it is for somebody that's not been around this for 15 years.
So. Oh yeah, I would welcome any help at all. I'm so excited, but I'm also really nervous, and I acknowledge the amount that I have to learn. So yeah.
Any no, nothing to be really nervous. Our audience is really kind of cool, so they'll cut you lots of slack. Yeah. So, well, very good. Nice to have you aboard for sure, and we'll definitely promote your new show coming up.
Thank you so much.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
All right, Mike. Thanks for doing that interview. And of course, if you're watching live, the only way you can hear the interview is to actually listen to the published podcast.
Yep.
And we'll have that on the street for you a little later. And those of you listening, hope you enjoyed it. So our question from the Facebook group, and this comes from a longtime podcaster.
Yeah, I'm Chris, Chris Voss.
So Chris says, go ahead.
He goes, my show has 800 episodes, and I can only send up to 300 max to be available. And the old episodes do get listened to. I'm thinking of making a second podcast channel. Call it maybe the archives for his show. And he says, do I need a feed for the older stuff, or what do you think? You swear I heard someone doing this, but what he's talking about is he wants to make a second feed with all his older episodes in it. And you answered it, so I figured I put your answer in there first before I put mine in. So go ahead.
Sure. So I had responded saying that 90% of shows globally deliver 90% of lifetime downloads within the first 96 hours. So if it's really a matter of you truly getting significant downloads for that old catalog, it's very rare for a show to have that type of organic long tail reach. But if you do, the 300 is a practical limit, not a true hard limit. But I'm going to guess if you set it to 800, I think, is that what you replied, Mike?
Yeah, that was my reply there.
Oh, your reply. So go ahead.
I said, the 300 is just a practical limit. There, we say max 300 in PowerPress. But right. You can put whatever number you want in there. Problem is the feed gets too big.
Sure.
The more episodes are in it, it's just going to get, physically the file size of the amount of data getting pulled down. Apple's got to go through 2 million, 3 million shows a day, whatever it is, or any and all the rest of them. Yeah. And they're not going to sit there for 10 seconds to download your humongous feed because you put 1,000 episodes in it.
Right.
They're going to press on, so it's going to slow down your updating the more episodes you got, or it might stop updating altogether. So, just be real careful with adding more episodes. I think Apple changed their maximum used to be 300.
Yeah, it's now it's really like high.
I think it's 2,000, but yeah. I doubt that 2,000 would work. I don't know. You should try that sometime, Todd.
Oh, no. So what I would suggest, and if you want to have a second archive show or a third, I know people that have created archive shows for every year. The challenge really becomes is that if you have those in the Apple Podcast Store, then sometimes people get confused on old and new.
Yeah.
So whatever you do is really be careful in the titling of that archive channel.
Yeah.
And make it very, maybe archive the such and such, archive one.
Yeah.
And, name it such that people won't.
Or maybe put the years on there,
mistake it for an old, you don't want the new episodes to be what I'm saying here. You want to make sure that your main show is the one that's recognized as the main show. And
people that subscribe to your show, it's hard enough to get them to subscribe once. You really don't want to have to tell them that they have to subscribe two or three or four times. And all of these things are going to be available on your website. If you're using PowerPress, and I know Chris is, if you're using PowerPress, all those episodes are on your website. That gives a reason. You can tell your listeners, hey, you want to go listen to the old shows? Come to the website and have it laid out there.
You can even organize it by the first 100 shows, a category one. You make it a specific category for each 100 of shows, and then you can link to that category, and those shows will be listed newest to oldest. So that's an option within WordPress that really doesn't, you don't have to create a new feed. It's just organized on your website.
We keep a year's worth in this feed. I think you do, 25 in your main show?
Yeah, I do 3 months worth in my main. I think maybe 3 or 4 months in my main feed. But, my show's different. I do a news show, so my material expires. So
well, this is this half show, and half.
Yeah, this is half and half. So I guess the organic side, you know, I just don't think people, because people don't find episodes in apps.
No.
Per se, that the search for episodes are very difficult to achieve a good ranking. So I would just be careful going above that 300. And you make sure you're using the Feed Maximizer feature in PowerPress if you ever do go, even if you're at 300.
Yeah. Anything over 10.
Yeah, anything over 10, run the Feed Maximizer feature. So, okay. Well, wow. I'm just giddy about the whole day, Mike.
Yeah, it's a long time coming for sure. It's fun really to go there now and, you know, see what we've been, you know, poring over. And, you know, we've had meetings on top of meetings talking about a single word on some of these pages, you know.
Word or spacing, and is it left or right? And, you know, so let me tell you, there's been some, you look at it and say, oh, that looks beautiful. It looks pretty compact and simple. Well,
had a lot of brains looking at it.
Yeah, a lot of brains to get there. And now we'll find out if you are podcast audience, are as much in love with it as we are. So more's coming. I'm telling you, we've got a plan, and it's just not stats. There's more stuff. I've got a master list of things that we're bringing to you because, and some changes. So I won't talk about that anymore, but I think that, I'll just let you guys think about that for a minute. Anyway, if you got a question you'd like us to answer on the show, drop an email to mike@blueberry.com, audio, text, or video, and we may use it. Of course, this week on Podcast Help Desk, the companion podcast to this one, Mike went live on Facebook talking about whether you should do live recording or not. You be the judge, a bit geeky about caching as well. So,
yeah, I got into caching, as I promised on last week's episode of this show. So I got into the really geeky edge of that. But, I tried a live show and didn't have a lot of people show up. But, you know, we'll perfect that and maybe make that a new thing.
So, of course, you can subscribe or follow at podcasthelpdesk.com. This is, again, the show where Mike gets the geek out on the tech side of podcasting and do a deep dive where, for many mere mortals, your eyes may glaze over. But, of course, the best place for support with any Blueberry product or service is our ticket system. And we really want you to use that, not a direct email. Those will get checked last at blueberry.com/support. Tickets give the whole team access rather than direct emails or calls. Now, of course, you can always get a free month just by clicking the link on the main webpage at blueberry.com. You don't, and if you really aren't sure you're getting a free month, you can enter the promo code if you so desire, Insider, when you get there. But everyone gets a free month by going to blueberry.com and just clicking on the Get Started Now link. So we've been coming this week and from the Blueberry Store Studios in Northern and Southern Michigan. And again, this show has been produced by the Blueberry Pro production team at blueberrypro.com. They definitely make us sound better than and smarter than we actually
sometimes
are. So we want to thank the team over there.
We only do much.
Yeah. You can schedule one-on-one with me, hosting customers only. Email me directly, todd@blueberry.com. If you want to schedule a tech checkup with Mike, again, hosting customers only, email mike@blueberry.com. If you want to send us your podcast sticker, we'll send you a really, really cool. We got some serious swag right now.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Have all of you seen our coffee cup?
Yes.
And those of you that haven't seen it, that are listening, it's just a white mug, and it's got a caption. It says, don't forget to hit record.
Oh, and by the way, we got to start over. I forgot to hit record.
Oh, I know you didn't, because I would have a meltdown. You did recording one, recording two at the beginning. But anyway, the second caption is a young lady in distress, and she says, that's the way it should have begun, but it's hopeless. And she's got a tear coming out of her eye because we've all done it. We've all forgotten to hit record. Nope. This is some of the swag we have right now. And
send you a care package. Just send us send us a self-addressed stamped envelope, or maybe in this case a box.
I don't know. We'll see. Maybe Mackenzie will send out a box to you. Yeah. But we definitely send you a sticker package no matter what. And if you put a nice note in there, we might even be able to include a coffee cup. So our mailing address will be in the show notes at podcastinsider.com. And Mike, did I miss anything?
No, I think we got everything.
And you were worried about not having enough news.
Yeah, I was this morning. I'm like, geez, it's a slow news day.
Well, you know, the news is the Blueberry Dashboard. Yes,
that's true. So check that out. Let us know what you think.
If you're not part of our Facebook group, please, please just look up Blueberry Podcasting Group. Come over and join us. Join in on the party. And we want to hear from you. Especially give you a chance to win a year's worth of hosting at a $20. Hey,
we'll, say hi to the live listeners here.
I've got a few too.
Yeah, Sean, Dave, and Dan over on the Blueberry Podcasting Group.
Yeah, I saw Dave in there as well. And so thank you all for hanging out with us. Live streaming, we're up on Twitter as well today. So I don't know how many people are watching us on Twitter, but. Thanks
not
for being
looking
here.
At that one.
Yeah, I know. But let's wrap this up and get out of here. We got to go back to work.
Yes, got to go back to work.
All right, everyone. Thanks. We'll see you next week here on the Podcast Insider. Again, check the dashboard out. Celebrate with us. Tweet, repost. Let us know what you think. Give us the shout out. Everyone, take care. We'll see you next time. Thanks, Mike.